You know what they say. Early bird gets the ultimate vacation home. Book early and save over $120 with Vrbo. Because early gets you closer to the action, whether it's waves lapping at the shore or snoozing in a hammock that overlooks, well, whatever you want it to. So you can all enjoy the payoff come summer with Vrbo's early booking deals. Rise and shine. Average savings $141. Select homes only.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas.
And this is Mick, the Doctor of Digital.
And welcome to Music 101. Now, Music 101 is created to empower music, music itself, and legendary icon in the music industry. The choir of the common man, archetypes, icons, and song saints who never die. Part 3.
Yeah, so we covered part 1 and part 2, and this is the third part of the series about characters in songs. You know, popular music has always been popularized and by unforgettable characters, some real, some fictional, all immortalized in song. From Johnny B. Goode's Guitar Dreams to Eleanor Rigby's Lonely Existence, these names have become cultural touchstones that transcend their original recordings. This exploration examines the memorable characters who live in our favorite songs, the stories behind their creation, and why certain names continue to resonate decades after they first topped the charts.
Indeed, Mr. Mac, indeed. We covered so many different types of characters in songs, from rock and roll dreamers to lonely souls, from real people to fictional creations. Mr. Mac, why do you think makes a certain character names in songs stick with us across generations?
That's the fundamental question, isn't it? After looking at all these examples, several patterns emerge about what makes a character name memorable and culturally enduring. First, there's the musicality of the name itself. Think about how these names sound when sung. Jolene, Layla, Roxanne, Eleanor Rigby. They have rhythmic qualities that make them fun to sing or easy to remember. Jolene works because Dolly Parton turns it into four syllables, Jo-O-O-Lean, creating a melodic hook out of the name itself. Layla has that A sound, which is easy to sustain and project. Roxanne has the strong X sound in the middle that makes it punchy and distinctive. These aren't accidents. Songwriters choose names partly based on how they'll function melodically. Second, there's emotional resonance. The most enduring character names have attached to feelings we all recognize. Longing, jealousy, loneliness, desire, loss. Johnny B. Goode represents ambition and the dream of escaping your circumstances through talent. Eleanor Rigby embodies the isolation many people feel in modern life. Billie Jean captures paranoia and the fear of being falsely accused. These characters become vessels for emotions that transcend their specific stories. We remember them not just as names, but as emotional experiences. Third, their specificity combined with universality. The best character songs give enough detail to make the character feel real. Eleanor Rigby picking up rice in a church, Daniel traveling to Spain, Johnny B. Goode playing guitar by the railroad track, but leave enough unstated that listeners can project their own experiences onto the character. Paul McCartney gave Eleanor Rigby enough personality that she feels like a specific person, but he didn't tell us so much that she couldn't also represent all lonely people. That balance is crucial. Fourth, cultural timing matters. Many of these songs captured something about the moment they were released that helped them resonate. Johnny B. Goode emerged when rock and roll was defining itself and needed an origin myth. Eleanor Rigby spoke to the alienation and social consciousness of the mid-1960s. Billie Jean reflected the increasingly complex relationship between celebrities and their audiences in the early MTV era. Songs that tap into broader cultural currents have a better chance of enduring because they mean something beyond their immediate pop culture context. Fifth, there's the element of mystery or ambiguity. Notice how many of these songs have lingering questions or unclear elements. Who was the real Billie Jean? Did Tom Higginson ever actually have a relationship with Delilah? What exactly happened to Daniel in Vietnam? These gaps in the story keep people engaged, debating, and discussing the songs decades after their release. Too much clarity can sometimes limit a song's resonance. When everything is spelled out, there's less room for personal interpretation. Sixth, repetition and cultural reinforcement play a huge role. Sweet Caroline might have just been another Neil Diamond song if he hadn't been adopted by sports stadiums worldwide. Now it's sung by hundreds of thousands of people at a time, creating new memories and associations with each performance. Similarly, Roxanne got a second life when it was featured in prominent films. Jolene has remained relevant partly because it's been covered so extensively, with each new version introducing it as something to new audiences. The characters that endure are the ones that keep being referenced, covered, parodied, and reimagined. Looking across all these examples, what strikes me is how much thought goes into creating these characters, even when the process seems spontaneous. Chuck Berry wasn't just randomly picking a name when he wrote Johnny B. Goode. He was thinking about rhythm, about the sound of the name, about who the character would represent. Paul McCartney considered multiple names before settling on Eleanor Rigby. These decisions matter because a name that scans awkwardly or doesn't fit the melody can sink an otherwise great song. There's also something about names that make songs feel more intimate and direct. When we sing along to Hey There, Delilah or Sweet Caroline, we're addressing someone specific, even if that person is fictional or unknown to us. That sense of direct address creates a connection that more abstract lyrics might not achieve. We're not singing about love in general. We're singing to Delilah, to Caroline, to Jolene. That specificity makes the emotional content feel more genuine. What's remarkable is how these characters escape their songs and enter broader culture. People name their children after these characters, reference them in conversation, and use them as shorthand for certain types of people or situations. She's a real Jolene, means something. Everyone knows you're talking about a beautiful woman who threatens existing relationships. These characters have become part of our shared cultural vocabulary, which is an incredible achievement for a songwriter. It's worth noting that not every song with a character name becomes culturally significant. For every Layla, there are dozens of forgotten songs with names in the title. What separates the enduring characters from the forgettable ones is usually a combination of all the factors we've discussed: musical quality, emotional resonance, cultural timing, mystery, and repetition. When all those elements align, you get characters that outlive the creators and remain relevant across generations. The other thing they consider is how these characters function differently from characters in other art forms. Unlike a character in a novel or film, a character in a song exists in your head with your voice singing about them. When you sing Jolene, you're becoming the pleading narrator. When you sing Johnny B. Goode, you're celebrating that aspiring guitarist. There's an embodiment that happens when song characters that's unique to music. You don't just observe these characters, you temporarily become the person singing to them or about them. That's an intimate relationship that few other art forms can create. And finally, there's something about the compression of songwriting that makes these characters especially powerful. A novelist has hundreds of pages to develop a character. A songwriter has 3 or 4 minutes. That compression forces extreme economy. Every detail matters. Every word counts. When it works, you get characters like Eleanor Rigby or Daniel or Billie Jean who feel fully realized despite being sketched in just a handful of verses. That's extraordinary craft, and it's part of why these characters stick with us. They're vivid enough to feel real, but economical enough that we can hold them completely in our memory. In conclusion, the characters and songs that endure do so because they balance musicality with emotional truth, enough details with universality, and clear storytelling with enough ambiguity to remain interesting, ultimately becoming cultural touchstones that transcend their original context to mean something personal to millions of individual listeners.
Millions of listeners, indeed. So, Mr. Meg, there are so many other character-driven songs we have not touched on. What are some of the other notable examples that deserve mention?
You're absolutely right. The landscape of character-driven songs is vast, and we've only scratched the surface. Let me highlight some additional characters that have made significant cultural impacts. Starting with the Beatles again, Hey Jude is one of the most beloved songs, and while it's often described as Paul McCartney comforting John Lennon's son Julian during his parents' divorce, the character of Jude takes on a life of its own in the song. The name was changed from Jules to Jude because it sounded better, and that simple change made all the difference. Hey Jude became a universal anthem of encouragement. The character could be anyone going through a difficult time. The song spent 9 weeks at number one in the U.S. in 1968 and remains one of the longest-running number one hits in chart history. Then there's Maggie May by Rod Stewart from 1971, which tells the semi-autobiographical tale of a young man's affair with an older woman. The character of Maggie May is complex. She's both seductive and destructive, liberating and constraining. Stewart has said the song was based on a real experience from his youth, and that authenticity comes through in every line. The song topped charts in both the UK and the US and became Stewart's signature song, showcasing how a character based on a real person can capture universal experiences of youth, desire, and the bittersweet nature of formative relationships. Stand by Eminem featuring Ditto, released in 2000, created a character that became so culturally significant that Stan is now used as a widely used term for an obsessive fan. The song is told through letters from Stan, an increasingly unhinged fan, to Eminem, who doesn't respond until it's too late. The character study is chilling and compassionate simultaneously. Eminem shows us Stan's descent into obsession while also revealing the isolation and mental illness behind it. Stan reached number one in 12 countries and has been recognized as one of the greatest storytelling achievements in hip-hop. Leonard Cohen's Suzanne from 1967 creates a character who exists somewhere between reality and mythology. Cohen knew a woman named Suzanne Verdal, the wife of sculptor Armand Valancourt, and the song was inspired by their platonic friendship and walks along the Montreal waterfront. But the Suzanne in the song becomes something more, a muse figure, almost spiritual in her significance. The song established Cohen as a major poetic force in popular music and has been covered by dozens of artists. The character of Suzanne represents a certain kind of feminine mystery and wisdom that Cohen would explore throughout his career. Moving to country music, A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash, written by Shel Silverstein and recorded live at San Quentin Prison in 1969, tells the humorous but pointed story of a boy given a traditionally female name by his absent father. The song reached number two on the Billboard Hot 100, which was remarkable for a country song at that time, and it showed how character-driven narrative songs could cross genre boundaries. Sue becomes a character representing resilience and the complex relationship between fathers and sons, all delivered with Cash's characteristic blend of humor and gravitas. In more recent decades, Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne from 2003 created a character who became a cultural meme. The song is told from the perspective of a teenage boy who has a crush on his friend's attractive mother. It's played for humor, but there's something genuinely catchy and clever about how the character is presented. The song reached number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100 and introduced the band to mainstream success. Stacy's Mom became shorthand for a certain kind of sitcom situation, showing how even humorous character songs can enter the cultural lexicon. Jeremy by Pearl Jam from 1991 is based on the true story of Jeremy Wade Dell, a 15-year-old who died by suicide in front of his English class in Richardson, Texas in 1991. Eddie Vedder combined this story with his own memories of a troubled character to create a powerful character study of alienation and tragedy. The song and its controversial music video sparked important conversations about teen mental health, bullying, and school and violence. It reached number five on the mainstream rock chart and won 4 MTV Video Music Awards. The character of Jeremy represents countless young people who feel invisible and desperate for recognition, even as the song serves as a cautionary tale about not seeing the pain of those around us. Valerie was originally written and recorded by the Zutons in 2006, but it's Mark Ronson's 2007 version featuring Amy Winehouse that made the character of Valerie internationally famous. The song reached number two on the UK singles chart and became of Winehouse's signature performances. The character was inspired by Valerie Starr, a friend of the Zutons' lead singer, And the song's plea for her to return captures that universal feeling of missing someone and wondering where they've gone. Winehouse's soulful delivery transformed Valerie from a casual reverence into someone we all feel we know. Barbara Ann was originally recorded by the Regents in 1961, but the Beach Boys version from 1965 made the name famous. What's interesting about this one is how simple it is, essentially just celebrating a girl named Barbara Ann over a driving rock and roll beat. Yet the name sticks in your head and the song became a party anthem. Sometimes that's all a character needs to be, a name attached to a feeling of joy and celebration. The Beach Boys version reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100, and the song has remained a staple of oldies radio ever since. Looking at hip-hop specifically, Dear Mama by Tupac from 1995 isn't about a character in the traditional sense, but it creates a powerful portrait of Tupac Shakur's mother. The song reached number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 and became the first rap song to be added to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry. The character of Mama in the song is complex, flawed, struggling with addiction, but ultimately devoted and loving. It's one of the most nuanced mother-son relationship songs in popular music, showing that character-driven songs can be tributes that acknowledge both strength and struggle. Brenda's Got a Baby, also by Tupac from 1991, tells the story of a 12-year-old girl who becomes pregnant and is left to raise her child alone. The character was based on a true story Tupac read in the newspaper, and the song is unflinching in its depiction of poverty, abuse, and systemic failure. It reached number 3 on the Hot Rap Singles chart and demonstrated how hip-hop could use character-driven narratives to highlight social issues. Brenda represents countless young people who are failed by the systems meant to protect them. These additional examples show the incredible range of what character-driven songs can accomplish, from creating cultural memes to sparking social conversations, from immortalizing personal relationships to crafting universal archetypes. Each era of popular music has contributed memorable characters, and each genre has its own approach to character creation. What remains constant is the power of a well-chosen name combined with vivid storytelling to create people who feel real enough to matter, even when we know they're constructions of art. In conclusion, the vast catalog of character-driven songs across all genres and eras demonstrates that memorable musical characters come in many forms, from deeply personal tributes to social commentaries, from humorous sketches to tragic portraits, but all share the ability to capture something essential about human experience in a way that makes us want to sing their names again and again.
Mr. Mink, what thoughts do you have about why songwriters keep returning to characters and names and why we as listeners remain so captivated by them?
There's something fundamentally human about stories with characters, and the songs are just compressed stories. When a songwriter creates a character, whether based on a real person like Patti Boyd or invented from imagination like Billie Jean, they're doing what storytellers have done for thousands of years, giving us someone to care about, someone whose experiences help us understand our own lives. What makes it work particularly well in songs is the combination of words, melody, and performance that can convey in 3 or 4 minutes what might take pages to express in prose. Think about how much emotion is packed into Dolly Parton's delivery of the name Jolene, or Eric Clapton's desperate plea in Layla. That emotional intensity, compressed into a short musical form, can be incredibly powerful. We remember these characters because we've felt what they represent. The loneliness of Eleanor Rigby, the obsessive love of Layla, the ambition of Johnny B. Goode, the jealousy inspired by Jolene. Characters in songs also serve as marks or proxies for the songwriter, allowing them to express things that might be too raw or vulnerable to state directly. Sting could explore his conflicted feelings about sex work and desire through the character of Roxanne. Chuck Berry could celebrate excellence and the possibility of success at a time when those weren't mainstream topics by telling Johnny B. Goode's story. Tom Waits could examine isolation and the grotesque through Poor Edward. These characters create just enough distance for the songwriter to explore difficult territory while still being emotionally honest. For listeners, characters in songs become friends, adversaries, cautionary tales, and aspirational figures. We sing along to them in our cars. We quote them in conversations. We think about them when we face similar situations in our own lives. There's a profound form of connection. These fictional or semi-fictional people become part of how we navigate the world, The truly great character songs also tend to grow with us. When you're young, Sweet Caroline might just be a fun song to sing along to. As you age and experience more loss and distance from people you care about, Daniel takes on new meanings. Eleanor Rigby hits differently at 20 than at 50. The characters remain the same, but we bring different life experiences to them, finding new layers each time we return. Looking at contemporary music, the tradition of character-driven songs continues strongly. Artists like Taylor Swift have built entire albums around detailed character studies, both autobiographical and invented. Hip-hop has always been character-driven, with artists creating personas and telling stories about specific people in their communities. Country music remains deeply rooted in narrative songwriting with vivid characters. The human appetite for stories about individuals hasn't diminished. If anything, in our increasingly fragmented media landscape, songs with strong characters might be one of the few remaining shared cultural experiences. What's beautiful about these songs is their democracy. Eleanor Rigby doesn't exist, but she matters to millions of people. Johnny B. Goode is a fictional country boy who became more famous than most real musicians. Jolene was mostly invented, yet everyone knows who she is. These characters transcend their creators' intentions to become collectively owned cultural property. We all have relationships with someone like a Jolene, with a Billie Jean, with Roxanne, with Daniel, even though they're not real. That's the magic of great songwriting. It creates realities that feel more true than truth. In conclusion, as we've explored these different characters, the dreamers, the lovers, the lonely, the dangerous, the departed, the celebrated, what emerges is a portrait of human experience in all its complexity.
Indeed, Mr. Meg. So what is the range of emotion and the characters involved in the songs?
These songs don't shy away from difficult emotions or uncomfortable situations. They embrace jealousy, obsession, isolation, desire, loss, ambition, fear, and joy. They show us ourselves, both at our best and our worst, and they do it with melodies that stick in our heads and names we can't forget. The characters in these songs will continue to resonate because the emotions they represent are timeless. As long as people fall in love, feel jealous, dream of success, experience loneliness, or long for what they can't have, these characters will remain relevant. They're not just names in songs. They're mirrors reflecting fundamental aspects of human nature, set to music that makes us want to sing along. And maybe that's the ultimate power of characters in songs. They let us express emotions we might not have words for on our own. When we sing about Jolene, we're giving voice to jealousy. When we sing about Daniel, we're acknowledging the pain of watching someone we love leave. When we sing about Johnny B. Goode, we're celebrating the possibility of transformation through art. When we sing about Eleanor Rigby, we're recognizing the isolation that many people feel but rarely discuss. These characters do emotional work for us, and that's why they endure. The songwriters who created these characters gave us more than entertainment. They gave us vocabulary for our inner lives, companions for our emotional journeys, and proof that our private feelings are universal enough that strangers across decades and continents can share them. That's not just good songwriting. That's art serving one of its highest functions, helping us understand ourselves and each other through shared stories and memorable names. These characters become part of our personal soundtracks, marking moments in our lives. Maybe you remember when you were and where you were when you first heard Eleanor Rigby and understood its sadness. Maybe Sweet Caroline will always remind you of a particular summer or sporting event. Maybe Layla soundtracked a period of your own obsessive love. The characters and songs become intertwined with our memories, our growth, and our understanding of the world. They're not static. They evolve with us, meaning different things at different stages of our lives. The craft involved in creating these enduring characters deserves recognition, too. It's not easy to distill a complex human being into 3 minutes of music and a handful of verses. It requires understanding of psychology, economy of language, melodic sensibility, and often a willingness to be vulnerable. The songwriters we've discussed, Chuck Berry, Paul McCartney, Dolly Parton, Sting, Eric Clapton, Neil Diamond, Michael Jackson, Bernie Taupin, Tom Waits, Nick Cave, and so many others, are master craftspeople who understood that a great character isn't just a name, but a complete emotional world compressed into song form. As we've seen, there's no single formula for creating a memorable character in a song. Johnny B. Goode's appeal is completely different from Eleanor Rigby's, which is different from Jolene's, which is different from Billie Jean's. What they share is authenticity of emotion, memorability of name, and the ability to transcend their specific stories to touch something universal. Whether the character is real, fictional, or somewhere in between doesn't ultimately matter. What matters is whether they help us feel and understand something true about human experience. In a world that's increasingly dominated by algorithms, short attention spans, and fragmented media consumption, about the enduring power of these character-driven songs is fundamental, because they remind us we're still drawn to the same things humans have always been drawn to: good stories, memorable names, emotional truth, and the sense of connection that comes from shared cultural experiences. When a stadium full of people sings Sweet Caroline together, when someone says she's a real Jolene, and everyone knows what they mean, when Layla comes up on the radio and people still turn it up, these are moments of genuine cultural community, increasingly rare in our fragmented age. The characters and songs continue to serve that vital function of bringing us together, giving us common reference points, and reminding us that our individual experiences of love, loss, loneliness, ambition, and joy are shared by millions of others. That's why Johnny B. Goode is still relevant, why Eleanor Rigby still moves us, why we still beg Jolene not to take our man, and why we still hope Daniel finds peace wherever he's going. These characters have become part of our collective consciousness, a shared emotional vocabulary that transcends generation, geography, and individual circumstance. Looking forward, the tradition of character-driven songs show no signs of fading. Every generation produces its own memorable characters and music, and every era finds new ways to tell these stories. The fundamental appeal, giving human form to emotions and experiences through the compressed art form of a song, remains as powerful now as it was when Chuck Berry first sang about Johnny B. Goode in 1958. The names will change, the musical styles will evolve, but the need for characters who help us understand ourselves and our world will persist. What's perhaps most remarkable is how these characters escape their original context and take on lives of their own. Eleanor Rigby is no longer just a Beatles song. She's a concept, a way of talking about loneliness in modern life. Jolene isn't just Dolly Parton's creation. She's become shorthand for a universal experience of romantic jealousy. Johnny B. Goode transcends Chuck Berry to represent every aspiring musician who ever dreamed of making it. Billie Jean is simultaneously Michael Jackson's fictional creation and a real phenomenon of fame and obsession. These characters become bigger than their songs, more significant than their creators perhaps intended. This ability of song characters to enter the broader culture, to become references we all understand, to shape how we talk about our experiences, that's the ultimate achievement. It means these songwriters didn't just create entertainment, they created cultural mythology. In conclusion, they gave us characters who will outlive all of us and will be sung by people not yet born, who will continue to help future generations understand their emotions and experience, and that's immortality of a very real sort. The songs we've discussed span more than 60 years of popular music, from the late 1950s to the 2000s, yet they all remain vital and relevant. That's because good character-driven songwriting is timeless. Specifics may be period-specific. The way Sting saw the red light district in 1970s Paris, the way Michael Jackson experienced celebrity in the 1980s, the way Bernie Taupin thought about Vietnam veterans in the 1970s, but the universal cores are universal, and those emotions are universal. Love, loss, loneliness, ambition, jealousy, desire, fear, these don't change. The characters who embody these emotions remain relevant as long as humans continue to feel them. So why do songwriters keep returning to characters and names? Because it works. Because it's one of the most effective ways to convey complex emotions in a compressed format. Because it gives listeners something concrete to hold on to, a person to imagine, a name to sing. Because characters make abstract feelings specific and relatable. Because there's something powerful about addressing someone by name, even if that someone is fictional or distant or gone. And why do we as listeners remain so captivated by these characters? Because we need them. We need Eleanor Rigby to help us articulate loneliness. We need Johnny B. Goode to keep our dreams alive. We need Jolene to give form to our jealousies. We need Daniel to help us say goodbye to people we love who need to leave. We need Layla to understand the intensity and pain of obsessive love. We need these characters because they do emotional work for us that we might not be able to do on our own. They permit us to feel deeply, to sing those feelings loudly, to know we're not alone in whatever we're experiencing. In the end, the enduring appeal of characters and songs comes down to this: they help us to be more fully human. to expand our emotional vocabulary. They connect us to others through shared cultural touchstones, and they remind us the full range of human experience, the beautiful and the painful, the hopeful and the desperate, the joyful and the sorrowful, is worth acknowledging, worth singing about, worth remembering. When we sing about these characters, we're participating in something ancient and essential, the human need to tell stories, to name things, to create meaning through shared cultural expression. The characters and songs are our modern mythology, our contemporary folklore, our shared narrative heritage. And as long as humans make music, there will be characters and songs helping us understand who we are, what we feel, and how we relate to each other. From Johnny B. Goode to whatever characters tomorrow's songwriters create, the tradition continues because it's fundamental to how we use music to make sense of our lives. In conclusion, the enduring appeal of characters and songs lies in their ability to compress complex human experiences into memorable narratives, providing emotional vocabulary and shared cultural touchstones that help us navigate our own lives while creating us and connecting us to millions of others who sing the same names and feel the same feelings across time and distance, creating a form of cultural mythology that will continue as long as humans need stories to make sense of their emotional lives.
Mr. Mike, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to the world. The choir of the common man is not found in the grand concert halls or gilded stages, but in the voices of everyday people whose stories become timeless songs of resilience, hope, struggle, and triumph. These song saints, artists, storytellers, and cultural icons embody the archetypes that transcend generations.
We appreciate the opportunity. Write the book, grow the business. Connect with me on LinkedIn, GMIC, the Dr. Digital Smith, PhD. Also listed the Dr. Digital Podcast. Check out the volumes I have on Amazon. That's Burning America, On Track, Ian Hunter.
Yes, people, let's support Mr. Make the Dr. Digital. And please do listen to our other podcasts, Love Letters, Sex 101, and Mental Health 101, and of course, our Music 101. Mr. Mike, thank you so much for your time. Welcome, people. See you soon.